This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump rallied a crowd in central Wisconsin with a list of his accomplishments in office and verbal attacks against protests seeking a racial equality. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
In rural Mosinee, Wisconsin.
A very big hello, Wisconsin. We've been very good together.
President Trump says he'll continue helping American workers.
We passed record tax cuts and regulation cuts.
But if Joe Biden is elected president,
rioters, anarchists, arsonists, and...
President Trump's chief of staff told journalists aboard Air Force One Thursday that the president will not attend next week's UN General Assembly gathering in person. The decision marks an about-face for Mr. Trump, who just this month said that he wanted to deliver his speech in the General Assembly Hall in New York, even if other world leaders are staying away due to the coronavirus pandemic. The decision, again, marks the about-face. The White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows ended that debate once and for all, telling reporters en route to Wisconsin that the president would not physically attend the General Assembly's 75th session, which will take place mainly by video conference due to the coronavirus health crisis. The main part of this year's UNGA, when world leaders take turns to give speeches, runs through the week starting September 21st and ends on September 29th. In opening remarks, the Secretary General Antonio Guterres emphasized this year's focus will be the global response to the coronavirus.